What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with Mateus in Canada. I know a lot about what you're saying because my first wife was Jewish. And when she told me some of this stuff, I thought she was pulling my leg. But their religion does teach them that God has exposed all of the money to them, and anything that they can do that gets that money in their hand is considered blessed. Another thing that she told me is that the Ten Commandments only applied to other Jews, and everybody else was fair game. And I don't know, maybe, of course, all religions contain violence. All religions contain some real absurdities. The question is, how many people actually believe it? But, of course, Israel's government does use the religion for political purposes. They use archaeology for political purposes. Blowing up the Dome of the Rock, trotting out that red heifer that they've already announced that they've got, and starting to build what would actually be the fourth temple, would probably drive the entire region into war.
Yeah, and the red heifer, for people that don't know, is just a reddish-colored cow. Is that correct?
It's a calf, yes. But it has to be perfectly red all over, and it's considered an omen that it's time for the kingdom of Israel to rise.
Right, and call me a conspiracy theorist, but I would lean towards believing that that's genetically modified, that this is completely artificially being constructed, just the same way that there's these biblical references of the number 6 million that are just being completely set up to be 6 million when they're not. But it's really what's creepy about this is that it's a nuclear-powered nation who's demonstrated, you know, the will to just mass murder people and lie about it. Like the Lusitania had involvement in 9/11, who has, with AIPAC, huge funding issues with their president, Sheldon Adelson. The people, Netanyahu being the president, is in on this stuff. So it may be a relatively small amount of extremists that believe that Israel is going to rule the world from Israel, and we're all going to be their slaves. Which, by the way, the reason everything is kosher, all this kosher food all over the planet, is like they think that they're going to be running the planet soon, and they want to have their food ready for them. Like, it's just ridiculous. And so,
there's kosher food all over the world is because there are Jewish people all over the world, and Israel's government would love for them all to move back to Israel to deal with the demographic crisis here. But
my theory is more juicy. I like mine. It's more conspiratorial.
Yeah, I think your theory is more juicy, but I think it's kind of hanging out over the edge at this point.
Okay, hey, so forget about that. Oh, yeah, just everybody check out No More News. Young man, humble, the opposite of an Alex Jones in every way. They just had a good debate, Adam Green versus InfoWars. It was very interesting. And that is it. I forgot my other point. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hate to backtrack, but I just wanted to call up about, you said, you know, the older computers were so simple, and it's true. And because they've become more complex and faster, obviously, more intricate software can be used, such as, you know, what Windows 10 has done to their operating system, or such as, say, Microsoft has done to Windows 10 operating system. As you know, every second Tuesday is updates, right, for Microsoft.
Yes.
I allowed mine to go through Thursday night, and I woke up, and it bricked my, and the updates bricked my computer. I just built it at the beginning of June. It was like $3,000 Canadian, state-of-the-art computer. And so, you know, I restored my backup image that I had made a couple of weeks before. And, Mike, I mean, within seconds of booting, it was starting again, the updates. So I had to jump through hoops. I don't know whether you have any experience with Windows 10 or trying to stop updates. There are two services running for updates in Windows 10, and just going in and shutting them off and disabling them doesn't work because they will start up right back up again in manual. You know, I went through the group policy editor, and finally, the only other thing that would work to get them both to stop is editing the registry, which a lot of people wouldn't do, but I mean, it's not so hard. You just create a new key and a new D word and give it a value. Yeah. But my point is, this operating system was determined to do to me again what it had done before. And it blows my mind. And, you know, here's another one, Cortana. The only way, Mike, that I could ever stop Cortana from not running was to actually physically rename the folder in System Apps. And, yes. And in order for that to happen, you have to first take control of, you know, the system or specifically that folder. You know, you don't want to do the whole C drive. It can create a lot of problems. But you have to actually stop that service and be ready to hit enter or rename, you know, to rename that folder. And it's just insane what they've done, you know, to make something that shouldn't be that awful just awful. You know, it blows my mind.
It is. It is awful, and they're trying to force it on everybody. They're getting ready to end support for Windows 7 and Windows 8. You will take your Windows 10, and you will love it. I've had two experiences with Windows 10, and the first one involved one of the computers that I used to support my wife's choir. You know, play MIDI files and audio playback and all that other thing. And when they were giving Windows 10 away for free, I said, okay, it's not a critical machine. I'm going to let it go through the update, which it did. And all of my wife's music files on that machine were erased. Not put in the garbage can. They were literally blanked from the disk for some reason. And it had to do, there was some message on the screen about managing your media, and you will keep your MP3 files here. And Microsoft, over the last several operating systems, has started to adopt an attitude of, we know what you need better than you do. We know what you want better than you do. So just, you know, lean back and trust us, and we're going to turn your computers into this content delivery platform. Along with, you know, of course, spying on you for the government. And that machine was so bad, and the option to revert back to the previous operating system did not work correctly, and it left the machine crippled. I literally threw it in the trash bin. I walked outside and spoke several obscene words and threw it in the trash bin. But I now have a laptop that came with Windows 10 installed. And I'm trying to give Microsoft a fair shake. I really am. And I don't have a lot of time to spend with it, but I'm beginning to understand how things work inside there. But like those live tiles they have all over the front of the screen, I mean, those are all going to people who want to sell you things. And it took me a while to figure out how to just basically, you know, get rid of them and try and get this machine working for me rather than for corporate media and Amazon and all the rest of it.
You just described it perfectly, Mike. That is, you open up, you know, Windows Explorer. It's not my computer anymore. It's my PC, but that's not even a part of the, you know, what you would see. And you have my music, my documents, all that jazz, and that's where they want you to put all this stuff. My favorite folders, and they monitor this. They monitor all this stuff. And if you made little recent changes, they highlight it. In like I had to install a separate piece of software to give me the classics, you know, start menu again.
Yes.
And by the way, when it did, you know, install the updates, it not only did it wipe out my restore points, Mike, it stops system restore. It shut it off. So Well, that's how devious they are. They're doing this on purpose. This was not a mistake.
No, I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I think, first of all, the original interface change was back on Windows 8 when somebody got the bright idea that they were going to have the exact same interface on the Microsoft phone, the Microsoft tablets, and the desktop PCs, which is a dumb idea. You use those three devices for three different things. You shouldn't have to be forced to use the same interface. And it was a really bad concept, but Microsoft didn't want to admit defeat, which is why they kept the live tiles in Windows 10, even though they went back to a more user-friendly, traditional user interface. I think a lot of it is just sheer incompetence. The core of the software is just so huge and unmanageable. Microsoft just, they're letting these things slip through, and there have been a lot of cases where updates do in fact destroy the machine, and Microsoft will say, oh well, we're sorry, take it over to Geek Squad and they'll get you back up and running. But I think it's all about money. They don't want to hire more quality control inspectors. Their attitude seems to be, we're going to put this stuff out there and we'll wait for the customers to complain and then we'll fix it, which is good for Microsoft and bad for us. And a big part of the problem is that in the early days of computers, IBM and Apple and some of these others, Commodore, got together and they lobbied the U.S. government for the end of product liability, indemnification for product liability. And their rationale was, this is going to be a huge industry someday. Right now, it's very small and it's very fragile. We don't know really what we're doing. We could make mistakes and get sued out of existence. And Congress voted that through. And from that day to this, and you'll see this in the end user license agreement if you ever actually read all the way through that thing. You're not allowed to sue these computer companies or software companies if their product misbehaves. There's absolutely no guarantee. And if there's no financial incentive for them to make sure the stuff is perfect going out the door, inevitably it's not going to be perfect going out the door.
No, it won't. And, you know, there are a lot of people that can testify to that. Just another quick point. The two advantages of using Windows 10 are, one, DirectX 12, if you're a gamer, or, you know, you do, you know what I mean. But the other thing, and this is what I love, is the sound support, 192 kilohertz, 24-bit. And, Mike, it's you know, if you're using your video card as your sound card, and you actually have, you know, the Dolby Atmos sound system set up, it is just phenomenal. It sounds absolutely great. Back in the olden days, it was the difference between, you know, like DTS and Dolby Digital. Like, DTS sounded way better, obviously a larger file size, right?
Yes.
It is amazing.
Yep.
So, you know, if there was something else out there that could do both of those things, I'd switch in a heartbeat. I really would. So, anyways, I appreciate your time, Mike. You have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. But as I've mentioned many times before, I don't play computer games other than flight simulators, so I'm not into that whole thing here. What I've noticed about this Windows 10 laptop is it is very, very slow, and a big part of it is, yes, it is constantly updating whatever it's doing. All right, let's do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who have rejoined our program, and we're going to go back to the phones to Brian in Nashville. Aloha, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how's it going, Mike? You doing all right, man?
Doing okay.
I don't listen all the time. I don't really have the opportunity to, actually. And I was just wondering if you had ever got into what's going on with the nanotechnologies.
Well, when it first came on out, it was hyped a lot, as most new technologies are. But for the most part, it's failed to live up to most of the promises that were being made. Nanotechnology has basically confined itself to engineering of certain molecules, but the much hyped nano machines just never really worked on out. And I think a big reason for that has to do with the bearing surfaces of the moving parts, which you cannot get smooth because they are, after all, bumpy from the underlying molecules.
Oh, I see what you're saying on that. I'm just wondering because, you know, I've seen and talked to some, like, ex-military people, and they were saying we had these little miniature bugs that were actually cameras that could latch on to planes and stuff and hear everything going on inside the cabin.
Well, they may have that, and I know that's called nanotechnology, but originally nanotechnology, the term meant technology that existed at the nanometer scale. But there's been a lot of cool work on, you know, miniaturization.
I was thinking, you know, that maybe some of the computer, some of the computer functions in the small little dragonflies with cameras in them are kind of nano because it had to be ultra small, you know, computer chips in those things to keep them light enough to be able to fly, I think. But I was just wondering about that because I was going to see if you'd ever heard about people having all this nanoparticles inside of their body.
I've been hearing stories about how certain pharmaceutical companies are experimenting with nanoparticles as drug delivery devices, and you know, obviously.
Yeah, well, they've been. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say I would like to sort of hold off until the technology matures because pharmaceutical companies have a bad habit of putting stuff on the market before it's really ready and really tested. So I think we need to be very, very cautious.
They've been doing that for several years now. Now, what I was talking about, there's these things called Morgellons coming out of people's skins that look like wires that is on video, and it's visibly coming out of people's skins, and I'm surmising that it's actually them building antennas inside of us because my understanding is nanotechnology is where they can assemble something just using a high-frequency radio wave or perhaps an ultra-low-frequency wave like
I have a different theory about Morgellons, and I covered this many years ago when it really was a problem. Apparently, it's not the problem it used to be. But somebody actually took some of those fibers that were growing out of people's skins and did a DNA analysis on them and discovered it was plant DNA. And so my theory is that Morgellons may have been the first genetic engineering accident where something got on out there and was contaminating these poor people. And I remember when it came on out, the official response was, oh, it's all in their head. They're just scratching themselves. There's no such thing as Morgellons. And it basically reeked that something was being covered up. Anyway, listen, Brian, we're going to let you go here. And we are going to start with Al in West Virginia. And Al, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, I have a quick question. I've been wanting to ask you for a long time. I just thought I'd go ahead and call in and get it over with. When people do these commercials or documentaries or, you know, things like that, especially even documentaries, why, since you was from, you know, you worked in Hollywood and stuff, why do they have music in the background? And lots of times it's so loud you can't even understand what the person's saying.
Well, that means they've got a lousy sound engineer, and I've seen that happen too, where definitely you want the dialogue to be more present. But if you're working on a really low budget, you've got a beginner sound mixer for the final, you know, the answer print, they may just love the music and turn it up. I still see that today on TV commercials all the time. It's just somebody's skill set is lacking.
I've seen it, especially on the internet, where when you're trying to listen to a documentary or somebody trying to explain something. You know what I mean? Might not be called a documentary, but when they're trying to make a point, And they, I notice that they do that. And that just frustrates me so bad. I can't tell.
Al, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercial. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than 2 of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take another call from Dustin. Apparently, he's got a response to our comments about Morgellons disease.
Yeah, Mike.
Dustin, you there?
Yeah, Mike, that is plant DNA, but is that, can that be a response to, like, genetically modified foods, per se? You know what I mean? Because I saw pictures of micro, you know, like zoomed in, and it does show like plant growth in people's arms and hand, you know, on their hands. So that's got to be something like with genetically modified organisms, right?
Well, what I think happened, first of all, this all happened way before GMO foods were approved for consumer use. In fact, it happened back in the days when they were just starting to begin playing around with this technology. And again, this is just a theory that I have. You know, if you look at where Morgellons broke out, it was in small, tightly confined areas. you know, out in agricultural areas, and I think they may have just been exposed to something that acted in a very negative way, because the potential damage from malformed DNA, I mean, everybody understands that. You can get cancer. So that was my theory about that.
Yeah, Mike, was wheat the first genetically modified? Like, corn wasn't. It was wheat, right? The wheat we eat today is not the real wheat, right?
I don't know the order which they were developed. I thought it was the corn came first, the Roundup Ready corn, and it was followed very quickly by the wheat. Again, along with all the other downside, the glyphosate and the high licensing costs for all these seeds, these GMO crops have not produced the wondrous yields that were promised. That was the whole selling point to begin with. We have modified these crops so that you only need to use one weed killer on them, and you will get more crop as a result. But they actually have been performing very poorly. For one thing, the GMO varieties of these crops are less resistant to changes in the weather than the natural varieties, which is what got those poor farmers over in India in trouble with the BT cotton. Because the BT cotton turned out it was less resistant to drought than the natural variety.
And Mike, what's scary, like, though, with the Roundup and all that, you know, people don't understand, like, if you spray that in your ground, that goes in your groundwater. Even if you have sewage treatment in the city, it still shows up. There's trace elements, like every other chemical.
Oh, they're finding it everywhere now. They're finding trace amounts of it in food. There was a big stink over this a company that was putting out these supposed organic healthy snacks, and glyphosate was detected in that. It's really all over the place. And the problem is the World Health Organization has said this is a probable human carcinogen, and we're becoming saturated in it.
And it's not Monsanto anymore. It's Bayer of Germany, right? That's it, right?
Yeah, they bought up Monsanto, but apparently they have the same problem up in Canada, where they've got this independent Canadian lab has demonstrated that glyphosate is actually a common hidden ingredient in children's snacks and lunch foods sold across the nation. Now, maybe it's being, you know, at the supermarket, they'll spray the produce aisle with glyphosate because in addition to being a weed killer, it's also a preservative. It makes the produce last longer. And maybe that's the reason why it's being put into snacks and candy bars to increase the shelf life.
But isn't it amazing, Mike, like one Monsanto, like one shot corn, when it you got to come back for us for another one. What a mafia-type run business, right? You know, one time... What a scam, you know, like what a scam. I mean, it used to be, I mean, I live on 6 acres, so we planted stuff, you know, a long time ago. And, you know, over time, the nutrients in the soil would deteriorate, you know. So
that does happen.
But now you got, they die off after one time, and you got to go back to them to buy another treatment. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a medicine. You got to go back to them for another treatment. You know,
so you're using GMO seeds?
No. This was a while ago. This was natural at the time. You know, we don't farm anymore.
Okay.
That was a long time ago.
All right. Well, listen, I gotta let you go. We're going to take a commercial break, and I've got enough news here to get us to the end of the show. So we'll be right back. Sorry. I keep misreading that clock. Bad Michael. Somebody just sent me a funny email saying the best computer experience is an offline computer. That's something else that's an issue. These days, virtually every product that you buy, you really can't use it unless you're connected to the internet, which, of course, exposes you to cybercrime and government surveillance. It's a little unsettling. Now, when I got my little iWatch here, of course, it links to the iPhone, which links to the internet. But I kept my old Casio Nerd Watch as part of our emergency bailout kit so that I would have a timepiece that would function without being plugged in to the internet. All right, now we're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And somebody just emailed me. They're using Windows 10. And apparently there is a fresh start feature where you go to settings, update and security, recovery. And they say it basically, well, you know something? Let me try this out on my machine before I recommend it for you. All right, we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines here. Layla in Ontario, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, aloha, Mike. First, I apologize for my voice, but I've had a cold for a few days.
Feel better.
GMO. Pardon?
I said feel better.
Thank you. On the subject of GMOs, I don't know if you remember, I mentioned that when I was in Bethlehem, one of my cousins said that they were astonished at how Israel was providing them with so many fruits and vegetables, and they all looked so wonderful, they were so perfect. It's only in retrospect that I realized that, and this is only a guess, I have no verification, but I suspect that GMOs were first developed in Israel, and my guess is that they were using the West Bank as their live laboratory to see what the ramifications would be. And when they saw that there was no immediate detrimental or adverse effect, then they started exporting it and exporting the technology as well. And as for what was first, I believe soybeans, I know in Canada soybeans were first because it was from the rapeseed oil,
yes.
And that's how canola oil is developed. And then they went to corn because it used as biofuel and also cattle feed. And one of the first to ever warn the world about the dangers of GMO was, I can't remember his name exactly, but I think it was Arpad. He was a Hungarian, and he was working in a Royal Scottish laboratory. He revealed that the rats they were feeding GMO potatoes to were growing oversized organs and were dying from that. And, of course, yep. He was drummed out of the business. He was a highly respected scientist, but he was drummed out of the business. I never heard or saw his name again. So whistleblowers are rarely rewarded, as we've seen with the example of Assange. But, yes, GMO is... I think that was the start of the way of introducing detrimental effects to the human populace globally, along with all the other factors, so that no one item is ever identified as being responsible for the deterioration in both health and intelligence or cognitive abilities. And I still point my finger to Ground Zero, Israel. That's just my suspicion, and if we were able to get the information, I suspect it could be confirmed. But anyway, that's all I just wanted to contribute. Oh, remember when we talked last week about Great Britain?
Yes.
I did a little bit of research. I should do that before I talk. Great Britain is the correct name. However, it's very rarely used. Even the British refer to themselves as Britons. But it actually was first called Great Britain, or Britannia Megala, Britannia Major, yep. By the Greek-Egyptian geographer and mathematician Ptolemy, who lived in Alexandria.
Yes.
So he was the first to identify it as Greater Britain, versus smaller Britain, which was Ireland. So it was never really a matter of imperialistic control, but it was just being the Greater Britain minus as opposed to the smaller Britannia of Ireland. And Great Britain includes England and Scotland and possibly Northern Ireland, although that's not certain. But 26 of the 32 counties in the Iron Island of Ireland are part of the Irish Republic, which is an independent sovereign state, as many people know. But so I was partially right, but you also were, so I owe you an apology. But
well, don't worry about it. It's a trivial matter, and I always follow the rule of the five, which is if it's not important 5 years from now, it's not important today, so just don't worry about it. Getting on back to the issue of the produce that comes out of the West Bank, you need to remember that it's always been a very fertile area, and before the founding of Israel, Palestine was world famous for the fruits that they would export. Because they were beautiful, and so it's always been a very productive area. And I look at all of these different things that are causing harm to the human population, like vaccines and GMO foods and so forth. I don't think there's a deliberate plot behind it. I think it's just an epiphenomenon, if you will, of corporate greed and recklessness, coupled with a culture that says making money is the most important thing of all. And, you know, if we harm somebody, well, the lawsuits are just a cost of doing business.
I agree with you, and you're absolutely right. That's why even from biblical times, from ancient times, the region of Palestine was known as the land of fruit and honey. It was always a highly fertile area, and that's why so many people from the eastern part of Asia came to that region. But when I was there in the late 80s, these were fruits and vegetables that were being brought and sold in the Bethlehem open-air markets from Israel, and they were astonished at the comparison. But little did they know how they were being grown. And my suspicion is that they were being used as a live laboratory. But when they were able to control the their own land and their own farmland, yes, the fruits and vegetables coming that were grown in the area of Palestine were astoundingly healthy. I mean, that's where agriculture was originated, and then as people migrated to Europe and the rest of the world, they brought with them the technology of agriculture. That was 10,000 years ago. So, and that's why it's always been called the Fertile Crescent. So, yes, and it's been ruined. I mean, we've in just 100 years, we've lost thousands of years of human know-how. But anyway, thank you for letting me chip in my 2 cents.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call, Layla, and I hope you feel better. And we're going to close the phone lines now because we're getting close to the end of the show. Okay. The Democrats, the anti-Kavanaugh camp, if you will, are getting more and more desperate. And they've come up with another witness. This is a former schoolmate of Christine Ford, who wrote a Facebook post saying that she recalls hearing a rumor about an alleged assault when she was in school. Now, the woman is Christina Miranda King. She works as a performing arts curator in Mexico City, and she was a couple of years ahead of Christine Ford. But Christina Miranda King is saying that, there was buzz going around, but few indirect details. And she says she did not know Christine Ford personally, and she has no first-hand information. But, you know, Christine's vivid recollection should be more than enough for us to truly know the accusation is true. Boy, talk about a reach there. Now, apparently this Christina Miranda King has taken her Facebook post down now. It's just getting absurd out there. You know, we're still seeing all these politicians out there screaming, the FBI's got to investigate, the FBI's got to investigate. Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, okay? The FBI doesn't have jurisdiction over a sexual assault case that happened in a single state 36 years ago. The FBI doesn't come on in until there's a crime that crosses state lines, okay? Until then, it is a matter for the local police, and the local police were not called. And it was 36 years ago, and it really is absurd. I mean, just for a moment, let's stipulate that Brett Kavanaugh and this girl were at a beer party, underage drinkers, while they were in high school. And if you remember your own time in high school, you know how things can get wild. And if that is the only thing he has done wrong in his life, we're very lucky to have him on the Supreme Court. But personally, I'm going to tell you right now, I do not believe Christine Ford. I think this was all ginned up. And what's really interesting is that this call for an FBI investigation, it sort of backfired on them. Because everybody's saying, look, Dianne Feinstein got this accusation back last July. It should have been made public then. It should have been sent to the FBI then. And a lot of Democrats are starting to say, Dianne Feinstein has flubbed this one. You know, she messed it up. Yesterday, she was out there making an off-the-cuff remark saying that she's not sure that Christine Ford's stories are 100% accurate. And, of course, she got slammed for that. So today she's out there saying, oh yes, she's absolutely credible. I believe that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh is an absolute slime ball. But it looks like more and more of the moderate GOP senators that the Democrats were hoping to sway are falling in line behind the GOP leadership because of how badly the optics on all of this looked. Anybody who's my age or older, they're saying, this is Anita Hill all over again, where they waited till late in the confirmation process to spring this sexual assault story. And because the American people have lost all trust in politicians, the assumption is, yeah, they're all lying. They're all lying. Okay, getting on back to the computer area here. CNN is now reporting that the U.S. military has been given more authority to launch preventive cyber attacks. Pay attention to that word preventive, because that's key. And the Pentagon is referring to this new stance as defend forward. And the strategy will allow the U.S. military to disrupt or halt malicious cyber activity at its source, including activity that falls below the level of armed conflict. What they're talking about is unprovoked cyber attacks against other countries. And it's been signed off on by Defense Secretary James Mattis. So when they say preventative war, what they really mean is we're going to attack somebody who has not attacked us just because we think they don't like us, which now pretty much amounts to pretty much all the world, I think. But again, remember how we were lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons? That was supposed to be a preventative war. No, it wasn't. It was an invasion. They invaded the country. They looted the wealth. They lynched Saddam Hussein. And the place is now a wreck. Here in the Pacific Basin, we have what's called the Ring of Fire, which is the edge of the Pacific tectonic plate, and it's rumbling back to life. There was 19 quakes in the space of just 24 hours, and the USGS is finally starting to back off its claim that seismic activity and volcanic activity are not on the increase. They're saying that, yeah, it does look like it's amping up a little tiny bit. Well, there may be a very good reason for that. Remember the other day, NASA confirmed the Earth's surface is in fact cooling. Well, that means that all those tectonic plates are shrinking a little tiny bit, which is reducing pressure on the faults and on the subduction zones where they can now slip a little more easily. I think that may be an aspect about what's going on. Out in California, there's this doctor who appeared on the Bravo reality show Online Dating Rituals of the American Male. His name is Grant William Robichaud. He's 38, lives in Newport Beach. And he and his girlfriend, Sarisa Laura Riley, have been charged with drugging and sexually assaulting two women. But investigators are saying they think there may be a lot more victims. Now, apparently, this reality show surgeon and his girlfriend, they're very good looking. And apparently, they were up at Burning Man looking for potential targets. But Orange County District Attorney Tony Rakaukas said in a news conference that women might have felt a false security around the pair because they are so clean cut and good looking. Which, yeah, that people, unfortunately, have been brainwashed into thinking that wearing really nice clothes and having a good hairdo and, you know, being all gussied up with the makeup somehow makes you a more moral human being. No, it doesn't. Think mafia dons or drug lords. They're dressed beautifully. They're not nice people. Over in Montana, they've had another case of a state crime lab worker testing positive for the drugs that they were supposed to be testing for. And Derek Thrush was the lab worker tested positive for meth through a drug monitoring patch last month. I guess they had decided he was suspicious anyway. In fact, his attorney is trying to claim it's a false positive. saying that the patch could have picked up the drug's presence on some of Thrush's clothing that hasn't been washed yet. But the judge didn't order Thrush back into custody, but instead there need to be more tests to find out what's going on. They can't keep their own people in line. It's amazing here. Now, the church's sex scandal is continuing to explode, this time in Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Diocese in New York City has agreed to pay $27.5 million in damages to four men who were repeatedly raped by their Catholic teacher as young boys. And the victims are unnamed, but the diocese agreed to pay each of the victims a sum of $6,875,000 each. And the church where it all took place has since been shut down. But again, it was a case of the church knew something was going on and didn't do anything. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I have talked many times about how there are components put in products because it makes them more profitable, or the manufacturers think it makes the product seem more attractive and will sell more. And one of the chemicals that you need to be concerned about that is in common use in American manufacturing is sodium lauryl sulfate. And it is a toxic chemical. It's used in a lot of cosmetics. And now it turns out Kleenex tissues have it at very high levels. Maybe used to make the tissues feel softer. The problem is that sodium lauryl sulfate, when inhaled, can cause a sore throat and a cough. So what happens to people who have a cold, like Layla, and they're using Kleenex to blow their noses? They're going to stay sick. They're going to feel like they're sick for far longer. They may even go back to the doctor and say, prescribe me something. But it makes money. And that's all that counts. Getting on back to the Syrian situation, apparently, apparently hundreds of Syrian refugees living in Lebanon are now returning home. It's a mass return from the capital, Beirut. They're returning back to their homes and villages that have been freed by the Syrian army. And the reason this is significant is because it totally undermines this propaganda we've been hearing about how the people of Syria live in terror and fear of Bashar al-Assad, that he's going to kill them. Obviously not if they're going home. Boy, oh boy here. Now, the Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah resistance movement has accused the United States of prolonging the life of Daesh terrorists in Syria in order to beef up the U.S. military presence in the Middle East. In a televised speech, Syed Hassan Nasrallah stressed the U.S. has created the Takfiri terrorist group and provided it with every support it needs. Yes, he is telling the truth on this. We've been documenting that going all the way back to before the consulate in Benghazi was attacked here. So I was just getting ready to put up a story here, and I'm going to put it up as soon as the music starts playing. This is being posted on Reddit. Apparently, YouTube is currently mass censoring and deleting videos of the 2016 election night meltdown. Where you remember how the Democrats were just crying and they were angry and just really upset. And so the call has gone out on Reddit to try and download and save as many of these videos as we can, because when you go to those videos now on YouTube, you're getting corporate media content. In fact, YouTube is rapidly turning into just another version of the corporate media. You know, go to YouTube, you're going to get Fox News, you're going to get CNN, you're going to get MSNBC come up at the top of any search, which to me makes it pretty much useless, because the reason we're online, we're on the internet, is because the corporate media cannot be trusted because of all the lies and propaganda that we're seeing. I think YouTube is going to hit a real problem because people are going to stop using it. I mean, I've stopped using it. I know I still have videos over there. But as soon as I get set up with a different video platform, I'm going to transfer them all over. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here, get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he has lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. Do it through email or face-to-face. Bring back the sneaker net. The social media has been totally compromised at this point. It's useless for anybody who wants to know the truth about what's going on. If you're into funny kitten videos, yeah, a good place to go. So we will be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.